Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. We're so glad that the Lord is an everlasting God. You know, today, tomorrow, yesterday, and evermore. It's amazing to know that you know all. Thankful, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Who can be against us if you are for us?
For us.
And Lord, how you help us to slip around the ways of the enemy.
Yeah.
You help us to know to go to the right or to the left.
Yes, Lord.
You know his thoughts, his every purpose, and you are greater. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that you love us. Bring forth this message this evening and to make your heart known. It's a difficult message, but Father, all praise and glory and honor are yours. Precious name. Amen. Is the PowerPoint ready to go, Eli? It's wisdom to hear the voice of the prophet, and I'm not saying that to lift myself up. But the voice of the prophet is the voice of God. It was designed to keep you in touch with what's going on in his mind, in his heart, for this moment. It is next to the Bible, it is the most wonderful gift God has given, not only to the church, but to anyone who will hear his voice. Anyone who senses that his voice is needed, desperately needed. How many of you feel that way? I love it when he talks to us. I love to hear him talk. I have a friend who has recently moved to Texas. He is the most wonderful prophetic gift I have seen in America. He is incredible. He hears it all out of his deaf ear, which I think is also incredible. You know, the angel of the Lord, when he comes to talk to him, he doesn't move around to the ear he can hear out of. He whispers right into his deaf ear. Isn't that amazing? God is amazing. I'm waiting for you, Eli. Let's put the Tower of Babel up there first. It's one thing to tear a house down. It's another thing to know that once it's torn down, that which is not usable is let go. But you're going to build something newer, better, greater. How many of you remember a few years ago after the hurricane swept through the little island off the coast of Texas? What's the name of that city? Yeah. And all that was left was one house. Do you remember seeing the picture of that? How many of you saw the picture of the one house standing? It's amazing to me because why didn't the other houses stand when that hurricane went through? And why did the one house stand when the hurricane went through? I shared it with a group of Christians, talking to them down in NOLA, and I thought, in that meeting, everyone saw the picture. Everyone was astonished. And I said to them, and I bet when all of you saw that picture, you thought, this house is standing because this family were Christians. How many of you felt that way? Everybody raises their hand. And I said, and I bet even some of you said, and I bet they were spirit-filled. But what really happened is the house that was standing was swept away in a previous hurricane. So they decided either they had to move off the island or they needed to rebuild a structure that can withstand a high-level hurricane. So that's what they did. They may or may not have been Christians, but somehow they learned the wisdom of what needed to take place next. And we are, as part of God's family, rebuilding the ruins in faith. And they're going to come forth better than what is taken. Amen? Amen. Amen. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so move on, Eli. To the EU Parliament building. Isn't it interesting that the EU Parliament building was built after the Tower of Babel? Do you think they were trying to tell us something? like what's going to come out of there is like so much babble. I think that's what they were trying to say. Okay. I'm going to show you a video. I'm so glad that those who are online can see all this stuff. I'm going to show you a video. I don't know, it lasts 15 or 20 minutes, so if you've got any popcorn, this is a good time to eat it. This guy is going to tell us what it's like to be part of the more important Illuminati gang. Can you get ready to put that up, sweetheart? He's going to tell us kind of how the Illuminati works.
Hello, initiates, and welcome to Module 1 of the Illumicorp Video Training Course. I would like to officially welcome you as a member of the team. You've joined our organization at perhaps the most exciting point in our long history. Our founders shared a passionate dream to transform this country and eventually the whole world into one cohesive organization. When Illumicorp finishes gaining centralized control over the resources of the planet, and we will, we can then organize, distribute, and govern for the benefit of all. After competition and dissent are eliminated, we will build a utopia for the people of the world to share, based on need, and rejoice together in a harmonious new world. This presentation is designed to enlighten you about our organization's goals and achievements. As your guide, I will help to answer some basic questions you might have about Illumicorp, and familiarize you with the valuable role you will play in helping us reach our prime objective. So please, take a tour with me as we march together towards an exciting new world. People are aware of class. To them, society is made up of the rich, the middle, and the poor.
The one thing that all three classes don't understand is that the pyramid continues upward. There is a detached, hidden capstone made up of an elite board of directors who own and manage Illumicorp. The three classes below, in essence, become the assets and resources of Illumicorp. Illumicorp is divided into various administrative branches, but each branch has the same five levels in their hierarchy. You will begin at the bottom, in the initiate category. As such, your role will be to make sure that your orders are carried out through the sub-corporations and institutions controlled by Illumicorp.
You will be placed in plain sight, at the head of a company or institution in the public sector, to carry out the plans delivered from above. Remember, your role is very important. You will be the face of Illumicorp to the outside world. You are our connection to the masses below. Never speak publicly about your orders, or your masters. Now, let's look at Illumicorp's 6 administrative branches and their functions. You will be placed in a top position of power among one of the following sectors. In this way, as you are monitored and guided from above, you will decide strategy and introduce programs that further our goals. For that is the secret to Illumicorp's success. Control the head, and you control the body. This is potentially Illumicorp's most effective instrument for global control. Through international banking, we manipulate the fate of all countries. We have introduced many institutions, such as the IMF and WTO, that work in our favor to impoverish disobedient nations. Always remember, debt is a powerful weapon against countries that don't share Illumicorp's vision.
Perhaps our greatest achievement in banking is the Federal Reserve System. It is a collection of international banks owned by Illumicorp members and financiers. It was created to form a centralized banking system through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, an act that was indeed penned by some of our most esteemed members. Many of you might still assume that the government itself prints and issues the currency. That is not the case. When America needs money, they go to our boys and ask for it. The money is printed, but it is only representative of a loan. Interest accrues on that dollar until it is paid back to the Fed. In fact, the federal taxes paid by the American population go almost entirely to paying off this debt. So you see, Illumicorp derives a healthy amount of its operation funding directly from the debt of the public. Needless to say, this is one of our most crucial sources of funding and one of our proudest achievements here at Illumicorp. Through mergers and acquisitions, we have slowly and silently bought up the majority of U.S. industry. Illumicorp and its members own most of the oil, transport, banking, media, food and communications industries in America and abroad. Through fewer and fewer conglomerates, we are able to affect with great precision the machinations of labor and government.
Ultimately, corporations will replace government as a centralized international body that can meet the needs of the public worldwide without the chaos created by national self-interest. When Illumicorp goes public, corporatism will be the foundation for world government. Conglomerates will merge into one cohesive corporation that is responsible only to Illumicorp and the needs of its global employment force. Illumicorp's control of the American military is another impressive tool in our possession. We have nurtured these institutions lavishly to serve as the prototype for our global police force. When ready, our technology and manpower will dominate those who oppose the coming new world order.
By utilizing American patriotism, we have fostered in the American soldier the philosophy of peace through superior force. When the time is right, we will migrate that mentality towards the belief in a global government who must protect all people through superior force. We have used the American military-industrial complex to build the arsenal necessary to instigate the final cleansing outlined in Illumicorp's great plan. Our primary target will be Islamic nations who will never submit to our Western-centric domination. They also hold much of the remaining oil reserve of the planet. Illumicorp must own that precious resource, as it is crucial in maintaining our domination over the countries of the world.
Through Illumicorp's enormous federal funding of the military, we can develop new forms of warfare and population reduction. The public can't imagine what we were in the process of developing. Soon, even the weather will be a weapon under our control. We will be able to create droughts, floods, hurricanes, and even tsunamis with no fingerprints attached. The political system of America has been under direct control of Illumicorp for some time. It was actually a relatively easy acquisition, and has been even easier to manage. Politicians know of our unspoken agreement, and will do anything to stay in power.
A two-party system benefits Illumicorp, in that it reduces all issues into a black and white debate. Through media, we can play side against side, using each when necessary to support our goals. Due to a diminishing faith in the system among the public, Illumicorp has designed a rogue candidate program to provide a voice for the dispossessed. This disperses the impetus for dissent among those who do not feel represented by our candidates and builds a database of potential dissidents.
At the turn of the last century, Illumicorp took a serious interest in public education. Our Supreme Council realized that by creating a private organization to dictate curriculum on a federal level, children could be conditioned to obedience on a mass scale.
In the interest of promoting Illumicorp principles in the classroom, hundreds of millions of dollars were invested to create the General Education Board in 1902. The result of doing this is evident today. The doctrines of public education have transformed recent generations into a weaker, more docile mass. Through meticulously planned curriculum, we have control over the process by which the average child learns. Thus, we can mold them into obedient workers who are conditioned to accept the implementation of the great plan. In addition, Illumicorp has set up many associations, including the American Historical Association, that determine and uphold the official view of history. Knowledge is power. So we must at all costs be the authors of the truth. By writing history to suit our interests, dissenting voices cannot gain ground, and we can vastly influence culture to achieve our prime objective.
Illumicorp uses the media to shape the public's opinion about current events and condition desired attitudes about our future agenda. Through news, entertainment, and advertising, we can program a variety of emotions and responses into the collective unconscious.
In the past, we were limited entirely to print media, but now we have multiple mediums to utilize in programming and conditioning the masses. With cable news, we have directed the public to a more entertainment-based consumption of world events, infotainment. This medium is far more effective at subliminal reinforcement of desired attitudes towards our objectives. For instance, we are currently instilling a sense of duty towards environmental issues.
With our growing control of the weather through HAARP and chemtrails, we will scare the public into accepting our global protection agendas. We will then phase into the great cleansing which must occur to return the global population to a manageable size.
We reinforce the desired norm through advertising, creating a model for people to live up to that is virtually impossible. The result is an incomplete, desperate individual seeking acceptance. Through reality television game shows, we repeat the pattern of individual survival versus group survival. This breaks down the idea of community and breeds individuals who seek only their self-interest. With a public that is constantly suspicious and scheming, we maintain the status quo of a divided population that never thinks to look up.
Religion has served its purpose incredibly well. It is the oldest and perhaps the broadest form of social control utilized by Illumicorp. With religion, there is a written code of conduct that must be followed. The authors of the Holy Scriptures knew quite well how to lace that code with commands to maintain their dominance over the population. This system has survived through millennia to hold the flock together and bring us to today.
Admittedly, religion is losing its power for control. However, the fanaticism that has arisen due to this decline is particularly helpful to Illumicorp. Our invisible influence in the church has helped bring the Christian fundamentalists out of the background. We control their opinions on current issues through policies designed and written right here at Illumicorp headquarters. They are sent to our ministers, who then preach the Word of God and their interpretations of the Bible to their followers. Their blind faith is used to transform them into willing soldiers to defend our cause during the catastrophes ahead. As the final phase is enacted, we will propagate end-time prophecy to convince them of their convictions.
The rise of Islamic fundamentalism works to Illumicorp's advantage as a threat that will demand violent action. In the coming years, planned terrorist attacks will warrant a full-scale retaliation and initiate the final phase of the great plan. Christians will support our actions, since they will believe them to be proof of the end times prophesied by Illumicorp's religious leaders.
Thank you.
Now that you have a basic understanding of how we work over here at LumaCorp, I would like to introduce you to one of our latest projects, the Control Grid. Since ancient times, it has been the desire of the Illumins to wield control of the masses below, both to protect us from them and them from themselves. The tools through the ages have been effective, but always blunt and inaccurate. But now, with the release of new technology to the masses, we have the real ability to implement a control grid with finance, industry, government, and military under our strict control. We can safely shift the population into a new world, monitored and controlled by LumaCorp.
Technology such as the internet, GPS, and RFID chips are pillars of the invisible prison we are erecting around the people. Within the decade, we will have real ID cards that contain criminal records and pertinent information, all linked to federal databases. Cell phones will tell us where each individual is, linked to the same database. Through intelligence agencies and Homeland Security, we will monitor individuals who oppose the Great Plan and remove them from the grid. Quickly, the population will learn that they have a choice: support the system and benefit from its luxuries, or reject it and lose access to the grid.
Well, that was quite an overview. I hope it gave you an understanding of our process and basic overall structure here at LumaCorp. Don't worry if you can't remember specific details at the moment. Once assigned to your administrative branch, you will be shown the second LumaCorp training module. Your initiate supervisor will brief you on your specific duties at that point.
Also, please review your copy of the Great Plan and the attached code word and symbols booklet. You will need to know the ways we communicate internally through public channels.
This concludes part one of the LumaCorp video training module. I wish you the best of luck, and may our plan complete in secrecy. The dawn of a new era is on the horizon, and it will shine gloriously over the new world that we have built together.
This is an actor. It's a parody that he put together, and I think he did a superb job helping us understand what is and is coming. I don't think, with all the research that our team has done for the last 10 years or so, I don't think we could have put something together as good as he did. A brief 15 or 20 minute talk, and he pretty much tells you everything, right? Okay, statue. You see that number at the bottom? The Lord gave me a vision a few years ago. And I saw the Statue of Liberty, and in front of her was the number 366. I asked the Lord what the 366 meant, and he showed me a huge stainless steel egg with enormous teeth. Can you bring that up, Ile? This is the closest thing I could find to what I saw. The egg began to slowly open, and as it did, a voice said, "The opening of the new world order." I looked up the 366, and it means a strong combination of reasoning, judgment, penetration, alliance, contrivance, invention, instruments of war, color, greenish-yellow, which is the color of the pale horse, idol of Moab, terrible rituals of human sacrifice, city of Jerusalem, terror or horror. That is the meaning of the word, of the number 366. Who are some of the key players, the main faces of the Illuminati? George Soros, David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller is America's Rothschild. But Rothschild, whose picture I don't think we have, is considered to be the Pindar of the Illuminati business. Then we have, show us the 18 bloodlines. Yeah. Then we have Rothschild, Astor, Bundy, Collins, DuPont. You recognize that name? Freeman, Kennedy, Lee, who is Chinese, Onassis, Rockefeller, Russell, Van Dyne, Moravian, I can't pronounce that. Moravian. Reynolds, get that name? Disney, Krupp, McDonald, Mellon. These are part of the hierarchy of the Illuminati. Many, many more, many others. This is just part. Then we have the Federal Reserve, which, just as this video said, is one of the Illuminati, one of their great feats. You have the Federal Reserve in D.C. and the Federal Reserve in New York City. And these are Illuminati through and through. Then you have International Monetary Fund. This is another Illuminati institution. The World Bank, another Illuminati institution. These head the worldwide economic institutions. Whatever they say is what is going to happen. They're part and parcel of those who go in to create an economic war in nations around the earth, that the Illuminati feels that they need to have a tighter grip over. For instance, what do we have here? The World Bank. I had a vision about it was while we were still in NOLA, so maybe 3 years ago. And in this vision, I walk in to the office of the president or the head of the World Bank. And I'm unseen. I walk in the office, I'm unseen. No one knows I'm even there. But I hear him talking to a president of a country in South America. And he tells this man, we want to take over the resources of your country. And so we want your commitment to work with us, and we will pay you handsomely for this commitment. We will guarantee the safety of your family. You will want for nothing. However, if you don't feel that that would be satisfactory, then we would be persuaded to affect our desires upon you and your family. So it would not go well with you. And this president said, I don't want my family hurt. And the man said, well, just simply go along with us. And we'll take care of you. You'll want for nothing. Millions and millions of dollars will be put in your hands. You can stay in the country. You can move, whatever you want to do. Just make sure we get whatever we want. And so the man turned around to walk out, and the head of the World Bank said, you know, we are a very, very serious people here. I've made you a great offer. We need to know what you are going to do about it, because we need to get busy doing what we want to do. And the man said, well, we'll accept your offer. Good, 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 fine, wonderful, wonderful. And he pats him on the back. And he said, now what we need to know next is, do you want to stay and work with us? Do you want us to help you get out of the country? What is it you want for what we're going to give you? He said, just spare my family. I just want you to spare my family. So we can do that either way. What do you want? I think we'll choose to let there be a coup and we will leave the country. Splendid. Whatever you want, we will do. We will give you what you need to secure your family, and your country will be ours. This is Illuminati handlings of things. So, I don't know, some many months after experiencing what I just told you. So you know what book I'm talking about, Economic Hitman? Well, he says right in his book what I experienced. He talks about corporations such as Walmart who do this kind of thing, when they go into nations all over the earth. This is all part, of course, he doesn't mention that. I don't remember him mentioning that it was Illuminati-based in his book. But the fact of the matter is, this is the way the Illuminati works. Universities. Oh, yes. Yes. There was an interview with this man done by, I won't be able to remember this guy's name either. Yes. Say it again. Yes, John Pilger had an interview with this man trying to get him to admit what the World Bank does. Now, I have to tell you, in the experience I just shared with you, this was the guy. I didn't know anything until the Lord decided to take me on a trip. This was the guy. And if you ever hear the interview that was done with him, he skirted that issue so beautifully. It was like he had practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. But I'm telling you what Pillinger was trying to do with his interview in revealing the workings of the World Bank is true. And get his book and read it, Economic Hitman. Then you can know for yourself the kinds of stuff that goes on. Okay, universities. The Illuminati owns our universities, and they own most of the Christian universities as well. There are very few that have managed to stay separate from the control of the Illuminati. And how do they gain their control? They give them the money to build the university. But there's always a glitch. There's always a hitch. So they build the university, but then the Illuminati owns the university and takes their curriculum into the university. And I'm talking about Christian universities as well. They want the system of education to be 100%, just as we saw in this video a few minutes ago, 100% Illuminati dialogue. Which means that the true history in America has been buried. And one of the Illuminati families has been mostly responsible for underseeing this task, and that is David Rockefeller. History is rewritten, is rewritten, is rewritten until, and not just history, but, you know, education for today and tomorrow. I can say certain things. When my daughter was in school, I could say certain things that would mean something to me. But as I would speak of those things, she would have heard them with a totally different meaning. So although we're speaking about the same thing, the Illuminati has already programmed the educational system for that thing to mean something different than it was in my generation. And that is continuing and will continue until God is able to bring it to an end. Okay, Supreme Court. Now notice it says universities, Illuminati. This isn't, when God took me through several visions where he showed me what we're showing you and showed me that, for instance, our educational system is not, how can I say this, is not in agreement with Illuminati. It isn't like partnering with the Illuminati. No, it is Illuminati. Quite a difference. Through and through, inside out, up and down, it is Illuminati. And we wonder why we're losing the college age kids. They go into school, they think they're going to be indoctrinated for a profession. They don't realize that their entire thinking process is being indoctrinated. They do not see America the way we see America. They don't understand culture, American culture. Are you with me? They don't understand American culture through the same eyes as we do. The culture has changed completely, right here in the biggest prophetic voice in America to the secular world, and that is her universities. Next, Supreme Court. I'm going someplace with all this. You're going to be very glad I showed you all this when you hear where I'm going. This is so critical. Supreme Court is Illuminati already. We do have some voices that remain that challenge what goes on in the Supreme Court, but it is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Illuminati. Congress, Illuminati. When we went through the last voting and Obama was voted in, I had an experience. And what I saw was that a great many of the new men and women that were voted into the Congress were what we call progressives. Whether they were Democratic or Republican, progressives. When you would talk to a Republican who was voted into the Congress, you could talk to him and think you could talk to him with the jargon that would go on in a Republican Party. But most of those who had been voted in were, in fact, progressive in their thinking. Which means that they're not only Democratic in their thinking, though they say they are Republican, but their thinking is beyond Democrat and to the very far left. This is why, no matter what party gets into office, we see about the same thing taking place, regardless. And I saw them congregate around Obama. I saw them congregate around Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton. And I saw Hillary Clinton make great appeals to all of the new, you might call them initiates, into the Congress. She wanted to wine and dine them, feed them, take them into meetings with Obama so that he could share his program with them and win their hearts over to his program. So while the American public is sitting back wondering why the Republicans are not doing more, I've just told you why. They're not the same Republicans that America used to have. The government is owned by the Illuminati. Why am I telling you all this? I'm sure that a lot of you already know a lot of this information. I want you to know that under our nose, for many decades, they have been reconstructing America. We didn't see them, we didn't hear them, because it's all been kept behind closed doors. We look out over America, and in our lifetime, we've seen a slow turning. So slow, it is barely perceptible. They renamed things, they restructured things, they kept a lot of this behind closed doors. The Jesuits helped. So, you know, it really doesn't matter what college you're going to anymore. You're going to come out with a philosophy that is different than any generation before you. And that philosophy says, yes, to the Illuminati agenda. It is also true of the media. We might say, why doesn't the media call attention to some of the stuff that goes on? And I think probably most of you already know, it isn't that they don't pay attention, but they're not going to speak of it. Because this stuff must go on under the cover, you might say, until the perfect moment. But yet, how many of you are old enough that you can look around your world in the last 10 or 20 years and say, boy, you know, things have really changed. And you know that they've changed. How many of you? That's a lot of hands. More and more, the Illuminati doesn't care what you know. They don't care what you see, because they have taken such initiative to control you, and their efforts at controlling you have been so perfected that they really believe now that they have us under such control that we will not fight them anymore. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this is one of the reasons why the church has not risen up to fight this stuff? The mind control is happening from the cell towers. It's happening from your cell phones. It's happening from your smart meters, where they've pulled the old meters off your houses and they put the new meters on, which they call smart meters. They communicate with each other through the night, and they communicate with your brain day and night. They are changing the way you see things. They are changing what you feel you need to contest and what you feel like you'll just let go. This thing is so widespread that they really believe that when it comes time to fully install the New World Order, we will do nothing. That's what they think. If you can possibly get the smart meters off your houses, do it. The electric companies will tell you that you cannot do it, but you can. Get them off the side of your house. If you carry a cell phone around all the time, stop. You don't know what you're opening yourself up to. It's very serious. The cell phones have been rebuilt now so that they not only know where you are 24/7, but they know what you're saying, whether the phone is in your hand or it is not, 24/7. This is the Illuminati. They're preparing for their takeover. Now, I started talking about the Illuminati before hardly anybody did. I published some information about the Illuminati, and I know of one other minister that also published something about the Illuminati at that time. That was clear back in 1990, and that was Pat Robertson. The stuff that I published because of an angelic visitation. He told me the name of what was going to be coming out to the public, and I put that in my book. This is going to be hard for some of you to hear, but this is why you need to be here tonight, because I want to tell you what to do about what's going to happen. They've been working for many, many years, hundreds of years, to bring about a new world order. Is this an American order? No. It is a new world order. They are saying now that they will be finished with the foundation of this thing, and it will be put in place of 2015, September and October. The New World Order is that which is recorded in the Bible, the same thing. The purpose of the New World Order is to bring forth the Antichrist. I've seen many visions. I've even been taken into their meetings where I've been made invisible, but I could see the faces of the people. I could hear what they were saying to each other, how they trained each other. The Lord has taken me into a lot of stuff to help me understand and be familiar with the operations of the New World Order. Did I like the trips? No. And one of the trips that I was taken into a New World Order meeting, I heard them talking about me. And I heard the leader telling the people about me and a couple of other people who are prophetic intercessors that have been infiltrating the New World Order Illuminati meetings. Well, there I was, infiltrating. It was happening at that very moment. And they're finding out what we're doing, and they're telling the church. We have got to stop them at all costs. This is what they're saying. And I look over at my guide, and I said, "Can we go now?" Because I kept thinking, if a mistake happened and they suddenly could see me, I might not make it out of there in time. But the plans that they were speaking of were horrendous. Nothing you would want to hear. Nothing that would tickle your fancy. Everything that I would say would tell you, "Man, I got to get out of here. I've got to leave America." But my friends, it is a new order. Where are you going to go? Where are we? America is 100% in the areas that I just showed you, already in the New World Order. I was taken to Washington, D.C., and in Washington, D.C., over, I think it's the library there? Yes, Library of Congress. I think it's the Library of Congress, that the statue that's sitting over the Library of Congress is called Destiny. Am I right? You can tell me if I'm wrong. But his name is Destiny. And I was taken to that place and shown Destiny. But in my experience, his head was cocked backward, looking in the past. And I said to the Lord, "What does this mean? Why is this head cocked backward?" And he said, "Nations have three levels that they can walk with the Illuminati in. The third level being the highest." He's looking back at the past when America sunk into the highest level. So America has been part of the Illuminati for many years. Some of the highest elite in the Illuminati are the American elite. There's battles going on back and forth across the shores all the time between the England Illuminati and the American Illuminati. China, the Chinese elite that are part of the Illuminati, contacted Rockefeller and told Rockefeller, you guys are not moving fast enough to get America running full bore in the Illuminati. And we're not going to wait much longer. This is how powerful China is in the Illuminati. So they have got many things that have been put into place in the last 10 years. We have tripped up. I mean, if they would have had their way about it, all this would have been done by 2001 or 2. But we keep tripping up their plans through prayer. And in fact, at one point, they were standing up in the Bilderberger meetings, confessing to the whole group that were there in those meetings, saying, our plans are getting tripped up. Every time we think we can bring it together, it falls apart again. And we don't know why. And I'm thinking, I do. I know why. Christians are praying. One of them, and this is Brzezinski, said that if we don't do something immediately, we are going to lose our window of opportunity and we will not be able to regain it for a long time to come. So they're running full speed ahead, hoping that what they have put together will be substantial enough to take over the world by September, October of 2015. What say you? That's really good. You guys are really getting that down. Things are going to happen. Next year is going to be a very difficult year. It's going to be the beginning of some difficult years. But it's too early for the one world government to come into play. Now, if God says it's time, then there's no reason for us to continue praying against it because it's going to happen. And we need to go into a whole different mindset of prayers. That the Lord is saying, it is not time. Do you hear me? It is not time. Even though we are already so entrenched in the Illuminati, we are it. It is us. There's still something more that has to be done. And God is not going to let the Illuminati or the New World Order take over America at this time. But it is going to take prayer. We're going to have to fight this thing like we've never fought anything before. How many of you, when the Lord spoke and said that there was going to be an assignment that was to occur during the Olympics in Great Britain a couple of years ago, and I shared with you that it was going to be a bomb, blah, 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 destruction of many souls. How many of you were here during that time? Raise your hand. That's good. How many of you have to admit that when we first started praying over this, it was hard to really believe that we could stop it? Just be honest. But we prayed, and we prayed every week, right? And then the Lord spoke to me in one of our meetings and said, that is enough. You've done enough. Now just wait and see what I will do. Well, it was months after the Olympics that I received an email by Ben Fulford, and he talked about what happened. There was a bomb. It was set to explode. When the Great Britain police force discovered it, they called a force, an armed force, to come over and what do they call it when they disarm? It's been like this all day. I just want you to know. They came over and disarmed it and took it out of the country. There are records to this effect. Your prayers save the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. How many of you joined us in the intercession up here to save the West Coast? That's great. All the prophets that communicated with me, and there were quite a few, said not to even bother. Don't even bother going up there to pray against this, because it's God's will and it's going to happen. I said to everyone that told me that, I disagree with you. I don't believe it is God's will. And I believe if we will go up there and pray, He will stop it. How many of you recognize that nothing happened? It's because it wasn't God's will or time. I'm not saying that, you know, every judgment, every discipline, every act of nature that has come across, that if we would have, you know, picked up our praying or even gone to that location, that we could have stopped it. I don't feel that way. But when God says that we're dealing with the loss of lives of hundreds of thousands of people and it is not my will, I want you to go pray and stop it. Then I come in faith, because I know it's His will. And if we will sit and listen to Him as to how we need to bring down the will of the enemy and supplant it with God's will, if we'll just sit and listen, He'll tell us what we need to do to save that location or to save a state or a nation. So it's really not about us. It's really about God and what He feels is important and what He will discuss with us if we will just listen. And so I'm saying that the elite have planned to put into order the new world order in September, October of next year. If they succeed, we're going to wish that we could go move to New Zealand. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be crippling. It's going to be devastating. The New World Order was never designed to be man's friend. It was the friend of the elite who want to destroy humankind so that they can own this planet. Now, is that crazy? I mean, doesn't that sound like there might be something going wrong up here? But God says it's not time. But it's going to take lots of prayer to stop it. We've done a lot of praying. If we have not spent the last 15 years doing all that we've been doing, praying, repenting, interceding for America, we'd lose. But when the Lord came to me in the year 2000 and told me what His plan was and what He wanted of me, my role and those who walk with me, our role is to save America. And we've got a battle on our hands. But I want you to know, is greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And if we will pray and continue to pray, we will persevere and win. This is not a myth. You're going to start hearing more and more and more about this new world order coming in 2015. This is only the beginning. But you cannot become lazy with your faith. I don't care who says it. I don't care how much they tote it. My dear friends, we can stop it if we will stand in the gap. The Lord spoke to me just a couple of weeks ago. He said, your assignment is to stand in the gap to save America. Don't forget it. It is an awesome privilege for us to be able to stand in the gap for this country. And we must honor God with that, with our faith, standing strong against the desires and the wiles of the enemy. When we hear it, we just shout, just like you did a few minutes ago. You shout no. You're not going to just passively sit by. I can remember in one dream that I had awakened and I needed to go get a few groceries. And when I arrived at the center, there was a gate and a gatekeeper. And he said, where is the mark? I said, what mark? The mark that everyone has to have to enter in through here. I said, what mark? He said, it's the mark of the New World Order. Where's your mark? I said, I don't have a mark. Well, then you will get no food from this place. We go to bed and we wake up the next morning, and there it is. But it's not going to happen here if we will pray. We are going to have to become very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let Him tell us when is the greatest need for us to pray in a day. And if He interrupts something, I just love this, you know, some intercessors, bless their heart, they think they're really, really top-notch intercessors. But yet God will interrupt them at strategic times. And they'll say, okay, Lord, I'll go to prayer as soon as I have time. So the day passes on, the next day comes, and the intercessor has still not bowed to pray. To be an intercessor in this hour, you've got to learn to obey the call right now. And you've got to understand, oftentimes He's going to call you at inconvenient times. I have been called at the most inconvenient times you could imagine. And I will say to Him, don't you have anyone else that can take care of this at this time? The next time you call, I'm happy to do it. But I know I can't do that. I know if he calls, I have to come now, right this minute, because it's important. If people get offended, I was at a friend's house, and, you know, their mom and dad was there. Well, their dad has never seen someone get up from the table and go pray. But they were Christian. The Lord picked up the food to take a bite, and the Lord said, I need you. Go pray. And I mean, immediately, tears are flowing. I excuse myself, and I go in the bedroom to pray. About 5 minutes later, his wife comes, and she's crying all the way down the hall to pray. About 5 minutes later, my friend comes. The only one that was left at the table was Papa. Boy, did he get upset, because his dinner had never been interrupted like that for prayer. But when, especially in an hour like this, you don't say later. You don't say, I will do it, but I've got a more appropriate time. You do it right now. You start praying right now. I can remember one time he called me. I had a guest at my house for dinner from Singapore. And the Lord suddenly calls me to go pray. I went in to pray. I start praying in the Spirit because I don't know what this is about. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm asking the Lord, how am I supposed to pray? What am I supposed to pray? And he said, a stock market is in the works. A stock market crash is in the works right now, and I want you to stop it. And so he began to give me instruction of what I was to do to stop it. And he stopped it. So a friend of mine calls and says, what did the Lord say? Did you go into prayer? What happened? And I said, well, what I saw is that there was going to be like two knee jerks to this thing and his intervention. And he said, that is exactly what has happened. What you saw is exactly what has happened. But now we know that the stock market is not going to crash. He's going to rescue it. While we were on the phone, that rescue happened. Why? You acted when he called, and you did what he asked you to do when you responded to him. And those acts of obedience save the nation. This year, there's going to be lots of times when you're going to have something else planned. But he's going to say to you, I need you right now. And if you will go and get alone and pray, he will help you. He will instruct you how to overcome something that is in the works at that very moment. Do you understand? You need to talk to your friends. You need to help people understand just how serious this moment in time is. The New World Order will come, and it will take America if we don't finish our job. We have built lots of foundation in the last 15 years. Stupendous amount of foundation. We've got pages and pages and pages and boxes of answered prayer. Now, we're at the end. And we've got to be faithful not to lose all that we have done to this moment. I can share some other things with you, but I think what we need to do right now is pray. I want to raise your faith. I want you to understand God's love for America. We're going to go through some difficult things in 2015. It is going to look, you know how the skies get when a storm is brewing? Do you? It is going to look like the storm is here. But the Lord spoke to me today, tonight. Tell them I'm going to be with them in this storm. And they need to keep praying, and the light will come. So we're going to pray, and we're going to believe. I don't care what you see. I don't care how it feels when you look and see. There's going to be chaos in 2015. It will be less than it was going to be. Let me tell you another experience that I had. This was 20 years ago when the angel of the Lord came to me and he took me. I don't know where. All I know is that when we flew down right in front of a bomb shelter. And this bomb shelter was exquisite because it had been built for the elite. He stood in front of this bomb shelter, opened the door, and as he was rubbing it with his hand, the door with his hand, he tells me, "You must warn the church about what I'm going to show you, because they have horrific games waiting for Christians, and you don't want to be part of it." We are standing against a very difficult time, but I want you to know that we will either overcome it completely, or we will severely diminish their plans. And it will depend upon what it is and how much we work to accomplish this. We've done all of the work that we've needed to do to build the foundation, all of it. All we need to do is put on the finishing touches. That's all. But the finishing touches are going to require supernatural prayer. Amen? We can do it. We can do it. I said we can do it. Not only can we, but we must. We can't be lazy. This is our hour to shine. And God's going to anoint the church to do wonderful things. His plans, you know, for the church, for revival and so on and so forth, are the same. That has not changed. But what he is asking us to do is to do the warfare against the enemy of America so that he can do more than what we're at least hoping for. America's going to go through some hard times. We have to. The discipline is needed. It is not out of anger that the hard times are going to come. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes.
He's going to be with us. He's our friend. He wants to bring America through, prepared for something greater than we've ever walked through before. But we must pray. Okay, Pastor Matt, can you come up and pray? We're going to withstand this force, and we're just going to keep withstanding it, just like we have done other times where God has given us tremendous victories. I don't even remember all of them. But God has given us tremendous victories as we have come together to pray. And he will give us this victory if we will stand.